Welcome, divinely wild ones. Welcome to the womb that is the Womankind podcast, where we connect to all things energetic and beyond the physical realm. I am Narissa, your host, a mind witch, psychic, and divine feminine guide. Join me as we connect with guests from all around the world through enticing conversation on soul connection, witchcraft, the rising of the divine feminine, and cultivating self-growth, love, and worth. Hold on to your broomsticks. We're going high. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Womankind podcast. This has been a very long time coming, so I am incredibly proud of myself for actually following through and getting this done. It's kind of funny because I've had all of this like epic podcast equipment literally I bought it a few months after giving birth to Koa, my second son, about almost 3 years ago now, with this intention to create this place to hold women, this deep urge to dive deep into my work. But I suppose then reality hit, physicality hit hard. And I was absorbed by motherhood. Anyone who knows me knows that I give a lot to my work. And Womankind is, it's my purpose. I created Womankind to be a place to literally hold all women and to connect us back to our womb magic, right? To connect us back to our magic in terms of our intuitive awareness and our collective consciousness as the divine feminine. I have been gifted so much perspective over the last couple of years, and I can truly say that we are living within the rise of the divine feminine, and I am incredibly honored and privileged to be here and able to offer all that I do with your collective support and your collective voice. So I thought that I would start this very first episode giving you a little bit of an insight into me as your host, Narissa, and why I have created this space, Womankind as a space in general, but also why I have initiated creating a podcast in which we can collectively connect monthly and talk about things that are beyond the physical, right? Because we are living in an age now where all energy is coming to light. So regardless of what is literally a physical representation of energy and what yet is still not recognized in terms of physicality but felt intuitively, all of it is coming to the surface now. So it feels more than ever the right time to be offering a podcast of connection. And like I said, it has been a long time coming, but divine timing, I do believe this is the time it has meant and was supposed to begin. And so here we are. Welcome to the first chapter. So I'm Narissa, your host, and I suppose my whole journey here really began during pregnancy with my first son. I began to realize that there was so much more to women than physicality and what we are fed in terms of our conditioning. I was a young mother. I was pregnant at 24 and I gave birth to Maya when I was 25. He's turning 6 this year, and I now have 2 boys, Koa, my youngest, and Maya, my eldest. Koa is almost 3. So, isn't motherhood a journey, right? But I suppose what motherhood has taught me and opened my eyes to is the divine power of the divine feminine in way of transformative energy. The divine feminine is transitional energy, and it really does push you into every single aspect of yourself, whether you like it or not. She can be quite harsh in way of she'll pull you by your feet if you don't walk trustingly and willingly into that transition of self. She will pull you through regardless. And it is the power of her. It is the power of us in terms of holders of divine feminine. And we are living in the rising of the divine feminine. And what a time it is to be alive. You know, so many people are feeling fear and disconnection. And there is a lot of feeling, unsettled, because so much that has been unseen is coming to the surface. And I can tell you that is all to do with the rise of divine feminine energy in way of what is charging this earth currently. We have been living in the power of the divine masculine for a long time. And we have to remember that energy is a reflection of us, right? We are a mirror. So what we are, what we project is what we reflect, and what we reflect is what we project. So the energy in general that is holding us here, and knowing that we are of earth, we are an extension of earth, body is an extension of earth, we hold the same energy, and energy in general currently is very wounded. It is not working in its divine essence. It is really struggling in terms of balancing our ego, which is the representation of negative energy here. So we are in a great time of renewal, and there is a reason why Divine Feminine has stepped up, because Divine Feminine energy is all about transition, transitional energy. It is pushing, right? It's constantly pushing into new and letting go of old. When we think of Divine Feminine, we should visualize a circle, right? Just as we do the moon, and the way that the moon cycles through phases, so does Divine Feminine energy in the way that it works. It is constantly rotating, releasing, and welcoming in. It is constantly cycling. It is a cycling energy. Masculine energy is the opposite. It's that very steadfast, very consistent, reliable energy in its healed state, in its wounded state in which we've been living. It can become quite stagnant. And we can see this in the life that we have all been living in. You know, it has been very stagnant. There hasn't been a lot of growth, and we do really only focus on the seen. We don't focus on the unseen. And that is why we are in such a predicament right now, because of course there is so much more than what we see. There is so much more that is here energetically, and we know this, but we've avoided it for a very long time, and now it's here to bite us on the ass. So everything that is happening, in my opinion, is incredibly positive, because it's bringing, although painful, and a lot of people are going through a lot of pain currently, it is bringing all of the unseen to the surface. And we can see it as cleaning. You know, we need to be able to see everything so that we can clean it and also cleanse, you know, and remove what no longer serves us. And that is what we are currently doing energetically, and a lot of us subconsciously. So, yeah. A little side note there of where we are collectively. But my journey here really began during pregnancy, and that realization of transitional energy really began then too, because I realized that there was so much that pregnancy awakened me to in terms of the unknown. You know, I felt a deeper connection to my intuition. I felt a deeper connection to my spirit realm. I've always known where I've come from. I've always had a very clear understanding that I am not of here, right? I didn't have to do a lot of work to uncover that. And I didn't have to do a lot of work to uncover the fact that I'm here for a short time, and my job is to heal. And more directively, my job is to heal divine feminine. And I suppose the thing about trust is that we only gain perspective when we do continue to trust. You know, when you're walking and you're just trusting that your feet are holding you every step of the way, and you're trusting that every step you make is in the right direction, you don't have that clear pathway until you are 10 footsteps in, and then you can see where you have walked from and what that journey is looking like, you know, what it has looked like, what you have walked into, and that perspective becomes clear. So I suppose my life, perspectively, I can really look back now and see the way that everything has played out. And I had to do a lot of work. I had to do a lot of deconditioning before most people. You know, I was doing a lot of subconscious DNA healing in my very early 20s. A lot of feminine wounding, a lot of sexual abuse in my family. And as I always explain to my clients and to womankind as a collective space, I always explain that we do not have to understand our pain. You know, that's a really ego conditioned response to only focus on the physicality and our own experience, because the reality is we are a spirit living in a body for a short time. And this body we are borrowing. This body is not ours. This body is an extension of this earth. And that is what we are here to heal. This body has lived many, 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 many lifetimes that have not been connected to your spirit. So you cannot understand what levels of trauma this body has endured. You can only understand the experience that you have lived in, which is this life. So that's that element of trust that continues to come forth and play out in this physical realm on earth. We just have to trust so deeply that our spirit is here for a reason and that it knows what it needs to do innately. So knowing that, I suppose I, like I said, you don't gain that perspective until you are at least 10 foot, you know, 10 steps forward. And I am very aware now that I was working very hard and very quickly to heal DNA trauma. DNA trauma that I didn't personally experience in my own lifetime here, but that is very much carried within this body. So working through that at a young age, and again, doing it subconsciously, because my spirit has always had an amazing and divine ability to be so powerfully guiding my body. And it's, you know, for anybody who doesn't know me, for anybody who's just tapping in and getting to know me here and now, I always say that for most humans, in terms of spirits living a human experience, it takes a long time to decondition ourselves in terms of really dissect the mind and understand what is, you know, subconscious reaction and what is a conscious reaction, knowing that we can manipulate both of these, knowing that we are in control of everything that flows through us in way of our mind being that key, you know, to healing. I have always had a gifted ability to subconsciously know exactly how to deconstruct and reconstruct my mind. And I really truly believe that it is why I have been sent here, because I am only young. I'm 31 years old, and yet I would very much see myself energetically, if we're talking the phases of goddess, in crone energy. And that's not a coincidence. You know, I feel like I was gifted these superpowers in way to work through the humanism so that I could really liberate my spirit and really, really activate human spirit, which is what I explain human spirit to be, when your body trusts your spirit enough to guide it. So if we're thinking and we are reflecting on our body in way of knowing that it holds so much trauma and so many stories and so many past lifetimes that have not, I suppose, have not unlocked that human spirit activation, which is when your spirit and your body are working within a trusted relationship, working with one another. And so many humans go through a whole experience and a whole lifetime of never connecting to their spirit. You know, they just connect with the conditioned response, the conditioned body. And it's so easy because when we think about body as a body, if a body has lived many lifetimes in a traumatic state where it hasn't actually, where spirit hasn't been able to create this relationship with body, and so hasn't been able to activate that trust and activate that human spirit, then body basically runs on autopilot. So if you drop into a body that's lived 1,000 lifetimes of trauma, unhealed trauma, then basically it's run by ego, which is the earthly energy. You know, ego is here as a protector, and it's also here as a teacher. Ego is, well, was purposely put here for us to learn from. It teaches us to work for our trust in way of our spirit and our spirit's ability. But if we haven't connected to human spirit, and body has lived many lifetimes basically supporting itself, then it runs on autopilot. And this is the power of the mind. And so for a spirit to drop into a body that has lived 1,000, you know, 10,000, a million lifetimes disconnected from spirit, that is a lot of conditioning and trauma to work through, because every single lifetime that a spirit drops into a body, it adds another layer of conditioning. And that's natural, right? Because we are working with energy. We are constantly resisting and playing this tug of war with energy. That is the whole purpose of this realm. It is to balance energy, right? And to gain this awareness of ability in way of what the spirit, what a spirit, and what earth can cultivate and create together. It's the purpose of it. So, long story short, I do believe that I was given gifts to fast track through this conditioning so that I could teach it, so that I could teach it in an able body, in a body that was actually capable and able to hold me, a mind that was able to keep up with that deep conversation with the intuitive knowledge and awareness. And I suppose the it's very it's electric energy, you know, when you are channeling through your body, you're channeling from a different place, you're channeling from a pure place, from a divine place, then there needs to be this ability for your mind to consciously sit back and allow with trust your spirit to completely drive what it is driving body into, which is this divine trusted connection. So for example, when I'm talking right now, I'm not thinking about the words that come out of my mouth. And if I do allow my mind to jump back into my channeling, then I will very, very quickly lose track of what I am sharing with you. I have no record, you know, I don't have any remembering of what I talk about or what I channel, I suppose, what comes through my body, because it's coming from a divine source, and that source can only take place and it can only come through present time. It cannot come through, you know, 5 seconds before, you know, 5 seconds of predicting or planning. Which is what how the mind communicates generally, is through past or present. Mind is constantly distracting us to keep us in a place of control, because it can control us that way. It can keep us in a place of distraction in way of, you know, our conditioning. It distracts us with our conditioning by constantly pushing us into expectations or memories. And memories generally associated with shame or guilt that hold us in a past experience. And in way of conditioning, we have these self-expectations that most of us are subconsciously aware of, that we are constantly, constantly processing through the mind. And our thoughts and our conversation generally flow from that expected self. It's very interesting. I call myself a mind witch because I know how the mind works, And not on a physical science level, right? I'm not talking ever on a science body level. I am always talking on a spirit and conscious, subconscious awareness level, which, you know, subconscious and conscious mind, we can read books about what that means and what parts of the brain, you know, certain thoughts and processing is held in. But when we talk about it in relation to spirit, it's an entirely different conversation. So a lot of my work is around, I suppose, reconnecting women to the incredibly empowering ability to, I suppose, be able to control their mind in way of, your mind works for you. It works for you. And as soon as we gain and remember the tools in way of how to connect to our subconscious mind and how to connect to our conscious mind, how to activate both of them, and I suppose draw them back into this trusted place and ability to connect with spirit, then everything changes, because you can basically rewrite your whole life once you have the tools to connect and open your subconscious mind, deconstruct it, and then reconstruct it so that it is actually working for you. It is actually working for your purpose, for your potential, for your spirit. This body, at the end of the day, is here to hold you, and it carries with it many, many lifetimes of unhealed. So when we choose to drop into this body, we already know that we are capable of healing it, regardless of how many lifetimes of trauma we're talking about. Our spirit is capable of healing it, but what we are missing is the wisdom and the soul knowledge of how to activate this body so that it is working and connecting to human spirit. So, yeah. And human spirit, you know, human spirit is not, it's not spirit, and it's not human, right? It's actually the word that unites spirit and the human body, which is earth. It's the symbol and it's the representation of spirit and body. Spirit and earth coming together. And when they come together in unison, in balanced unity, then we activate human spirit. And it is something that is much more, it's so much more magical than just a liberated spirit or just a liberated body, right? When we talk about a liberated body just as a body, then you need to start seeing it as earth, because it is just that. Body is just an extension of earth, but what we are gifted in way of body is mind, and mind has the ability to manipulate energy, and that is the whole purpose of being in this realm. So that is body, and spirit liberated as spirit is you, right, in your purity. And as I always say, what was the point of coming here if you just wanted to liberate spirit? You may as well go back to your home and disconnect from body, because the whole purpose of being here is to heal the human spirit and to activate it, so that when we, I suppose, leave this experience, when we leave this assignment, we leave it in a place of balanced energy. And you may be thinking, well, you know, one person can't change the world. But the thing about that is, you very much can. And human spirit is very modest in the way that because it is so present, right? Human spirit, when it's activated, it's so present, because it's not relying on body. It's not relying on ego. It's just solely here, channeling wisdom from spirit, from another realm into body in divine, perfect, current time. So it's all present energy, and it doesn't expect. What it does is it, I suppose, you become this radiating being, right? When you have activated your human spirit, let's call it, you know, authenticity, let's call it, you know, truth. All of these things represent the activation of human spirit. And when you are activated in way of alignment with body and soul, then you start to radiate this divinely balanced energy. And it's something that is felt. Sometimes it's seen, but generally it's felt. And most spirits, right, even though they are, I'm going to say, smothered in layers of conditioning, and sometimes they're gagged and, you know, held down by body, completely controlled by body, every spirit feels that intuitive impulse and need to activate. So the fact that you are here, even if you are living amongst layers of trauma and conditioning, the fact that you are walking and breathing and expressing means that there is a spirit inside of you, and you do have the capabilities to activate an aligned body and soul connection. When we really think about authenticity, it's something that we all deeply crave. Whether we're triggered by it in a negative way or we're inspired by it, it's still relevant and it still means the same thing. Anything that conjures some sort of emotion, some sort of sensation, whether it be happiness and a sense of love, or whether it be, you know, jealousy or resentfulness, any sort of emotion or sensation is this triggered awareness, right? Triggering can only happen within you, from you. It's like an alert system that says, hey, look at me, pay attention to me, bring focus and awareness and your light to me. This spot is needing to be filled. So when we feel these emotions because of something that somebody energetically expresses out of their body, it is this yearning to also unlock human spirit. So that's the magic of authenticity. That's the magic of living in alignment to your truth. It's that you subconsciously will inspire so many spirits around you. It will remind so many bodies of what they could also be capable of. It's remembered in body, in way of earth, and it is known inside spirit. Inside spirit, we know that this is the mission. The mission is to heal. And in body, it's this long, long remembering of what it once felt like to be activated in way of living in alignment with a spirit that guides it divinely in a trusted relationship. So this is what my work is. And it's become my whole life journey here. And it's been an absolute honor to be here. And I work one-on-one with women now. And like I said, it started when I was pregnant. I realized this divine connection to this wild, wild cycling energy that was flowing through my body during pregnancy. I was dreaming. I was astro projecting back to my spirit realm. All of this awakening, this deep, deep spirit awakening took place when I was pregnant. And I just was completely hooked by that remembering. And I suppose because of my gifts, I instantly trusted. And with that trust, I have been able to completely connect in terms of my body and spirit alignment. And I now feel incredibly privileged and honored to be held in this body that trusts my spirit innately to guide it. And it holds me in such a grounded, safe, just this safe home that really gives me this sense of belonging, right, to earth. And it's what I want all all humans to experience, but my work is for women because I believe that this activation begins with women. I believe that it's always begun with women because we are the keepers of life. So if we have the gift to physically create and then birth life, then we have the innate ability to transform. And that means enriching this whole earth with new energy constantly. That's what we were meant to be doing. We were meant to be recharging and reactivating literally through our own expression and our own cycling, our own growing, our own journeying. But due to ego and the energies that are at play here on earth, which are meant to be here, you know, we are meant to live in this place of learning to resist and learning how to live with and learning how to balance and be at balance. But ego is very manipulative and it's very addictive. And unfortunately, for a long time, we have been living in a state of disconnection in terms of that divine feminine connection. We have been very disconnected from the cycling, the transitioning energy. And in doing so, we as women have lost the ability to activate our womb and activate that magic that lives inside the womb. Beyond giving life in terms of pregnancy and birth, we have the ability just simply in our monthly cycling to renew, recharge, and let go. But again, because we don't have this innate, trusted connection with our body, we no longer hold these tools and they haven't been passed down to us. So we are living in a time of great disconnection. And like I said, it begins and ends with women. And the thing about women is collectively, we are incredibly powerful. And the powers at play know that. They've always known that, which is why women have always been driven apart from one another. We can look back at the witch trials. We can look back at the ways in which the patriarchy blamed and disconnected women and subconsciously made us fight against one another. It's played out throughout history continuously, and now we're in a state of complete disconnection and disalignment, and women are left fumbling around wanting connection, knowing that they deserve connection in way of sisterhood, but not knowing how to transition out of their conditioned expectations and responses and step into healed and, I suppose, a place of acceptance, you know, accepting that the way that it is wrong and that we have been hard done by, but the only way that we're going to heal ourselves is if we unite together and choose to step forward. Just step forward and start new and let go of the old, because we have the power to do that. So my work these days is really around healing the divine sisterhood in way of bringing women together. But the way that we initiate that is by first going inward and really, like I said, deconstructing our life, deconstructing our mind, getting to know and understand our conditioning, getting to really understand where we come from in terms of our feminine line, our lineage, and how that, I suppose, reflects on our life and our experience. Once we go inward, as I always say, the easiest way to connect with yourself and your self-worth is to connect with self-care, because self-care naturally initiates and opens up a relationship of love with self. You know, you can think about it like, well, what do you do when you love somebody? You care for them. You know, you take them when they're sick, you take them food. When they're feeling alone and disconnected, you hold them. That's the way that we show love to one another. So it's very, very much the same in way of showing love to ourselves. Showing care to ourselves is love. Care is love. So the easiest way for us all to, as women, to really awaken this divine connection is to simply give more time to you. Give more time to your body. Listen to your body. Start to get to know your cycle in terms of your bleeding. Start to simply journal about it. How do you feel? You know, what phase of the moon are you bleeding with? You don't have to understand the phases of the moon. You just need to be able to put down on paper how you feel, right? And trust the way that you feel is relevant, right? Because you deserve to be seen and you deserve to be understood by yourself. Because again, our projection is our reflection. So if you understand yourself, you put time into understanding yourself, then others will understand you and put time into understanding you. We always look inward. If we want to change our life, then we have to change ourselves by bringing attention and awareness to ourselves. It's actually super basic. And that is, you know, what I teach as a mind witch, it really is quite basic awareness. But because of ego, awareness and that simplicity gets washed away very quickly, and we get distracted and we get absorbed and sabotaged by emotion. And emotion for women, it really draws us into that spiral. You know, if we see the circle as what represents womankind, then, and the divine feminine, then we also have to understand that the spiral is it's the negative effect of, you know, it's the wounded divine feminine. It's the never-ending cycling, the never-ending circling that takes us nowhere and just pulls us away from that connection. So the ways in which the divine feminine and women in general are distracted and disconnected from themselves and one another is through emotion. And the patriarchy has really played into that. You know, we are constantly subconsciously served emotion on a platter, and most women subconsciously eat that up every single time. So self-awareness is the biggest tool, and that's where self-care comes into play and why it comes into play first, because when we start to become self-responsible in way of how we feel, what we don't like in terms of if there's something in your life, there's something that is in your life that you are not, you know, you're not vibing, you're not feeling connection to. It's not a true representation of your truth. You know it, but it's something that your conditioned self has continued to accept. Then that self-awareness, you know, drawing in and really honing in and journaling about that, how it makes you feel, who makes you feel that way, why does it make you feel that way? We start actually analyzing our life in such a, you know, productive way. We begin to realize things, and this is what self-care gives us. It gives us awareness, and then with that awareness, we can choose action. When you love yourself, you'll fight for that person, right? When you love somebody, you'll fight for them. When you love yourself, you should want to fight for yourself. But that is only initiated and it is only enabled when we actually initiate the self-care first. So once you have this awareness, once you have this deep respect in way of your body and the care in which you give yourself, you start to become really reliant on that because you feel connection to your body. And like I said, it just naturally flows into love. And like I said, most people would die for the people they love. And it's the same for yourself. So when you do love yourself, when that is initiated and that is turned on, then you do naturally, subconsciously, often implement the action necessary to make yourself be seen. You know, to honor yourself, to fight for yourself, because you all of a sudden have awoken that self-worth that says, I am worthy of being loved and seen in my truth. And that's where I was flowing to next. Self-love, again, subconsciously awakens self-worth. And there you are. Once you're at self-worth, I mean, you'd never go back to lacking. You'd never go back to disconnection of self, because self-worth is priceless. You start to realize that the more you gift yourself in way of care, and the more you love yourself, the more you respect the world, because you begin to realize that you are an extension of the collective, of the world. It brings you back to the essence of love, which is one, right? It's that whole philosophy that love is everything. And it's true. You know, it's that saying that one candle can light 100, one candle can light a million. And you begin to realize that when you have activated yourself in such a way that you honor yourself completely, all you want to do is light everybody else the fuck up. Because you realize that you are them and they are you. And there's nothing more divine than that. So that is my path, and that is womankind. And I'm here to activate the divine feminine. I'm here to remind women of their fucking power and greatness, because women are incredibly powerful and magical beings that deserve to be seen, but more importantly, they deserve to be fucking felt. And that is the whole purpose of living in an earthly realm, right? That's the gift of living on earth, is that we have gravity and we can feel in way of sensation. When you're a spirit, you know love, right? Because that is you. You are essence. That is the essence of spirit, is love. Happiness is the same thing. It spikes this, you know, this divine knowing. That is what you feel when you are a spirit. It just is. Because like we say here, love is. It's the same when you're a spirit, but it's all you know. When you're in the physical realm, you actually get to experience in way of sensation what it's like to feel love, to feel happiness, and the way that it creates these magical goosebumps all over your body, the way that you feel butterflies in your belly when you are in love. Those feelings are a gift, and they can only be felt when you have activated such a powerful force of energy. And that force of energy is you. That's love. And once you have connected to that, it's all you want is to feel that for yourself, but more so to invite others to feel that also. And womankind has become that place for me. It's become the place where I share my love of myself, which is the love of collective, because my projection is my reflection. And all I want is for women as a collective to light up and to actually experience what it feels like to hold divine feminine in a body, divine feminine energy in a body, and to have that trusted relationship with it in way of body and spirit working together to hold this energy, to cultivate this magic, and to walk forward with it. Nothing is more magical than activating that. So here we are. And this is the first episode, me introducing myself. This is me. This is my spirit talking. This has been my spirit talking. I now work one-on-one with women, but generally I offer things like this, a podcast. I do lots of lives on my Instagram where I connect with women there, and what really gets me going and what really fuels me is seeing women transform, because I know that when one woman transforms, she literally inspires thousands, potentially millions, simply by the energy that she releases subconsciously and beyond physical. It's a felt thing, right? It's a felt thing. You feel it when you walk past that woman, and you know it because it's inside you, and it inspires you to unleash that part of yourself and to recognize and recollect that part of yourself. And that is what it's all about. And I have watched so many women do that in the womankind space. And generally the space is just full of women who are wanting more for themselves. They're wanting to understand their mind and grow past conditioning and offer more in way of magic. They want to offer their magic because they know that they have it and that they are capable of doing it. And they are willing to do the work because the work is hard, you know. Peeling back layers of conditioning and years of trauma physically is very hard for the body. And it is a very taxing experience. But what comes from that is this deep connection and this deep loving relationship that you gain with your body. And that is priceless. And I want that for every woman. I want every woman to experience what it's like to actually live in a trusted connection and a trusted unity with body. So bringing women together. And this podcast is going to be a place for that, you know, where we can tune in together every month. And I would love for you to write to me. You can write to me via my email. I'll link it here connected to the page, but also on my Instagram, which is woman with a B for womb, woman underscore kind. My email is narissa@womankind.com.au. And I invite you all to send me ideas of what you would like to talk about, guests that you'd like to hear from, and who you'd like to experience on here. And because this place is for that. This place is a collective place for healing and communicating and inspiring. So expect guests and expect deep intuitive conversations and connection and awareness and teachings, knowledge, remembering things that are all a part of us. We all have the capacity and ability to listen on an intuitive level without, you know, without allowing emotion to sabotage that for us. We have the ability to simply listen without any sort of mindful judgment. And again, if judgments do pop up in way of triggers, then write about it. Get to know that trigger. Where has it come from? And start to really recognize triggering as a representation of something inside of you that is wanting to be seen and heard. And once you remember that awareness, remember that knowledge, that a trigger is simply a trigger, an alarm point inside of you, then it changes everything, because it's all about the reflection, right? What do you need to learn? What do you need to remember? What do you need to heal? And how do you need to heal it? So I'm loving you all from here on this very dreamy Saturday that is my current reality here in Australia. And before the end of this beautiful first episode with you all, I am going to draw a little card reading as a gift from me to you. I am a psychic tarot reader. It's a big part of my work. And it's that activation of magic, right? And trust in magic, because you are magic. And you have the innate intuitive ability to understand it. It's just all about allowing that connection to allowing that connection to reform in your mind. You know, it's magic. And we'll have lots of conversations about this. So, yeah, I'm going to do a little card pull here. I just let my cards flow out. So I always just draw in, you know, collectively where we are for whoever's here today, feeling into that and allowing our divine awareness, mother, guides, whatever you want to call it, the goddesses, energy to guide us. So some beautiful cards have flowed out with ease, might I add. Sometimes I feel like the cards get a little confused when I'm doing collective readings, but they flew out with ease. So very much in a time of very big transition in terms of our self-worth and awareness of what worth is, you know, like what are we working for? What are you working for? I'm going to ask you that question. What are you working for in way of what are you cultivating with the money that you make and the energy that you spend? Where is it going and where is it going to and what for? Start to think about that. And if what you're working for is actually a true representation and reflection of your truth and who you are, who are you innately? Are you happy where you are? Because I'm telling you, Ten of Pentacles, you do have the ability to be in a place of complete divine self-worth honoring. It's here for us as a collective, and I'm reading here for the Divine Feminine Collective. We do have so much ahead of us and so much on the table for us. But what we really need to hone in on is the question, what are you working for? And is it a true representation and reflection of your truth? And if it is, you will feel love, you'll feel happiness, and it will come with ease. The energy will come and flow with ease. You will always have enough energy to give if it is with love and purpose and a representation of your truth and worth. If it is not, and you do feel that dis-ease, and you do feel that discomfort, and you do feel the disconnection, then you have to ask yourself, how do you change your life so that your life is a true representation and reflection of you? And how do you need to change it so that it can be that? So very positive and powerful energy, but it is coming with the question. It's coming with the question and the true acknowledgement of where you're at. And you do have the ability to be happy and to be in a place of great self-worth and purpose and self-love and authentic activation. But you need to look at what is currently your representation, and is it true to you? If we can flow through with that energy, ask the hard questions, do the hard work, actually put in the action to change our reality, even though it might mean letting go, even though it might create and cultivate a lot of fear, if we can trust that we are worthy of more, because we are worthy of love, right? If we can do that, then there is a great uncovering of our wild essence in way of the moon card. It's the domesticated and the undomesticated version of ourselves. It's, to me, represents the activation of mind awareness of the conscious mind and the subconscious mind. If you can start to activate self-care, like I spoke about, to then knowing that it will activate your self-worth, right? If you can start putting time into yourself and asking yourself the hard questions and journaling about your life and really honing in on where your happiness lies and where your discontent lies, if you can start to see your life from that place of initiated self-care and awareness, then you will be gained just that. You will be gained great awareness in terms of what is you and what is not you. There is a domesticated part of all of us. That is our conditioning. That is the body that has lived many lifetimes of trauma, many lifetimes of disconnect. But there is also the version that is connected to spirit and has the ability to activate human spirit, that does understand spirit connection and spirit awareness and, I suppose, your spirit sovereignty in way of who you are beyond here. You will gain that awareness when you activate self-care and you learn your worth. You will then gain the awareness and the ability and the remembered tools to actually keep yourself in that accountability, which is the activation of the mind, conscious and subconscious. If we can flow through with this energy in terms of awareness, you know, mind activation opens up a lot. It brings a lot of pain to the surface because we begin to realize how we've been living our life and what our conditioning actually represents and how it affects us. And when we have that awareness, we bring a lot of baggage to the surface and we release a lot of conditioning, a lot of old trauma. We do a lot of healing for our DNA lineage when we do have that mind activation. If you can push through that uncomfortable, if you can push through in that trusted knowing that you will gain this awareness and it's going to connect you to so much more, to so much more authentic power, authentic connection in way of intuitive awareness and intuitive connection in general, you know, to be able to attract what you are deserving of in terms of energy, in terms of other spirits, you know, finding kin here in physical form. There is all of this available to you when you push through the work. If we can push through that work, there is some serious spirit activation in way of your awareness in terms of yourself. And it's Knight of Wands. And that represents to me activation of human spirit, right? You have the ability and the awareness and the knowledge and the capability to charge forward for what you know is right and for what you believe in. And that will be a representation of your truth, which is your divine connection. It's a very positive fucking reading, you know, but it doesn't come light in way of work. You will have to work, but the work has always been, it's always been your assignment, is to push through this hardness, the harshness of the reality that we have lived many, many lives disconnected. And the reality of that in this life is, we need to work harder and we need to push through more, but you are capable. You do have the capability to activate yourself here and you will feel euphorically connected. It's the word that came through to me. Knight of Wands is, yeah, it's that charging forward for your truth. Now, who fucking doesn't want to be there? Who doesn't want to be in a place where, you know exactly who you are and what you represent and you know your worth and you know love. You know what love is because you hold it in yourself. That's the only way you can know it, is if you truly, truly cultivate it and hold it as a home within you. It's a very powerful card. And when we trust, we, you know, as soon as we initiate that first step of trusted guidance, we never look back because we realize that we always had ourselves and we were always capable of holding ourselves. When we do step forward in that intuitive trust, then it's a whole new world. Literally, energetically, it is a whole new world. And from there, another Knight of Pentacles, Knight of Pentacles. So Knight of Wands to Knight of Pentacles, all about the awareness that you can create your reality. And there is a strong, strong understanding and connection to the pure fact that you are the only one responsible for your reality. And you understand exactly what is a true reflection of you, what is deserving of you, what you are capable of. it's a place of new beginning, you know? It's a place of understanding your charge, your force, your power, your abilities, and you trust yourself wholeheartedly. Very positive reading. So there's work to be had, sisters. There's a lot of work to be had, but you are very capable. You are very, very, very empowered by the divine force behind you, which is the divine feminine. And if we collectively begin to hold one another, then I'm telling you, it is literally a whole new world ahead of us. And that is what we are striving for in this lifetime, right? To really set in stone this healed energy so that our ancestors can bloom and blossom from it. So although our life may be very much the great transition, know that what you are creating is a very, very nurturing and nutritional, it's full of nutrient soil for your ancestors to thrive. You know, that's what we're doing. It's a big job and you'll never be forgotten for it. But trust me, you got to work. That work's going to come with some pain. It's to be expected when we are balancing energy. But know that when you do balance it, you get to meet yourself in purity. You get to meet yourself in love. And that is the purest reward there could ever be. I'm going to pick one last card for you all as a guidance card. These are my beautiful and angelic healing cards. They're very special to me. And you can't see them, but they're beautiful illustrations of light energy. So I will explain to you exactly what this picture looks like. And I may even try to share it maybe as a picture on each episode so that you can really feel into that light energy. All right, your guidance card is Third Eye Awakening. All of that in intuitive awareness and intuitive guidance. So really, really connecting with what you feel rather than what you see. And I'm going to leave it there, sisters. Thank you for being a part of this journey with me. Thank you for holding space with me on our first episode. And if you enjoyed it, please comment, please subscribe so that you don't miss future episodes. And I'd love to hear from you if you have some ideas in way of future episodes and content, please share with me. And loving you always. Thank you for holding yourself here, holding yourself accountable, and just for showing up. Lots of love to you, and I will see you next month for episode 2. Take care, and keep trusting.